This is the House of Hockey podcast,
where we talk about the game and the lifestyle.
We've got opinions as hockey fans, friends, and from the female perspective.
Welcome to our house.
Welcome to the House of Hockey podcast. This is episode 174. I'm one of your hosts, Ray Ray, and today I have another guest co-host with me. He's a former two-time guest of the podcast, a friend, and his name is Joe Cangelosi. He is a former professional hockey player of the Carolina Thunderbirds. Breezy is still on the podcast's injured reserve list. When she returns, I will let you all know, as I'm sure she will as well. But welcome, Joe. Thanks for filling in.
Thank you for having me.
Tell everybody what you've been up to.
Well, now that I'm, like you said, former player, I've been fortunate enough that the organization still likes to keep me around for a little bit, but I'm doing more of the corporate sales and tickets and whatever really they need around. So that's what I've been doing lately.
So friends can still find you around the arena.
Yeah, they'll definitely be able to find me. They'll spot me for sure. I'm usually in the VIP beer area. So if they ever need anything, come find me. You know where to find me.
All right. Well, we got to reconnect in real life and we laughed and we cried. And now you're here co-hosting with me on the podcast. We've got a lot to talk about today.
Yes, we do. Obviously, there's been a lot going on around the hockey world.
So where
do you even want to start?
Well, I mean, I want to start with me selfishly because I'm wearing my Patrick Kane jersey of the Chicago Blackhawks because last night was an incredible night in Chicago, but I feel like I should save that for the end because you know, everybody knows I'm a big Blackhawks fan, obviously, but we have a lot to talk about. I'm going to run through just a couple of the highlights to give everybody a little preview. We've got an eventful first week in the NHL for Matt Rempe, goalie fighting, Maple Leafs, Austin Matthews, Arizona Coyotes. Also, a couple fun things happening in the AHL and in the PWHL. And some fan etiquette we have to talk about. I think we should start with Matt Rempe. He's like the highlight of the league right now. Have you watched and seen any of the things he's been up to this week?
I first saw him at the Stadium Series, was his first game. Right off the hop with Matt Martin. That was an interesting one. And then who knew he was going to, what is it? He's on fight number five or six already or something like that. All I know, he's got like 32 penalty minutes in five games, which is insane. But
yes,
good for him. And obviously it was something that it looks like the Rangers needed. So they'll keep riding that wave.
Game-winning goal. The guy's a beast. He's like 6'7", 240. And he just looks so happy to be there. Like, he's so happy about it.
I feel like anybody would be happy to be at that level, you know, especially, what is he, 21, 22? So he's very young.
Yeah.
And to be on that type of stage, too, to come in is pretty incredible.
Oh, yeah. He's definitely stepped. Do you think he's going to do more for the team than Ryan Reaves did?
I mean, from what it looks like, it seems like he's been a bit of a spark that it looks like what they needed, that physicality and all that grit. So, well, I mean, only time will tell. We'll see how that plays out.
Yeah. You just gave me the most hockey player answer ever.
It's embedded. I don't know what to tell you. It's stuck like that forever now.
Time will tell. We'll see. So good. Never change. I've really enjoyed watching him, but I'm also a little hesitant to get on the full bandwagon of loving this kid. I mean, I like the old school style of hockey he's playing and bringing to the league, as he should, just given his like physical stature and his skill set. But I mean, he did score a game winning goal. It might have been a little bit of a dubious goal, but he still has a goal in his first week in the NHL. But some of his hits, I mean, they're pretty, they're a little brutal. And I just want to make sure he's like one of the good bad guys. What's your feeling on that?
I mean, he's 6'7". There's not much you could really do against that. I mean, when I played, obviously it wasn't as fast as these guys, but like the bigger guys to me were a little bit of an easier target to hit, but he is just destroying everybody he comes in contact with. So, I mean, I think I had this conversation with somebody a couple of days ago, but like the league is just getting bigger, faster, and more like the bigger guys are skilled too. So it's like it's a whole new different dynamic at this generation of hockey. So it's kind of crazy to see, and it'll be interesting to see where it goes.
Yeah, I think it's a refreshing rookie to be brought up into the NHL, is like the Fantillis and the Bedards and these like young, quick, fast guys. We're seeing so much of that, and I don't think we've seen enough of the Matt Rempies of the world in the coming out and performing at such a high level so quickly, I think. So I'm excited because I don't want hockey to change, but I know that's not the way that it works, right?
It always changes.
I know.
Adapt or die, right?
Exactly. There was a lot more fights this week. We've already touched on it a little bit here with Rempe. I have to say Kempe in my head, like Kempe, Rempe. Is it Rempe or Kemp Rempe?
Don't
What
know
did
if
I
it
say?
would
What have I been saying?
Rempe, I
Is that
think.
what it is?
I think so.
I keep just telling myself it rhymes with Kempe. So hopefully I said it right. There's a strong
Rempy.
possibility. What is it? Say it again.
I said Rempy.
Rempe. Okay, we're gonna go with that. He was, of course, having lots of fights this week, but we also got to see Panthers and Hurricanes.
I was
Like,
actually at that game.
you were?
Yeah, I was. It was a kind of a, I thought it was kind of a boring game. I mean, I saw Florida was coming in, and I thought we're gonna have a high scoring game, and it was 1-0. They scored with 16 seconds left in the game. It was a great goal. I mean, it happened pretty much right in front of me, but other than that, I did see the little the scrums in the third. It was a good hard fought. I don't even know how to describe it. It was just a different game that like I feel like a hockey fan that like an actual hockey fan that understands the game would appreciate a game like that, but like from the outside, low scoring is kind of boring for other people.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe, but I think that's what keeps you on the edge of your seat, because then you're watching every single play and like you're glued to the game.
Well, I mean, that whole game flowed pretty smoothly. There wasn't a lot of breaks. It was just up and down and a couple of goal posts and stuff like that, and really good scoring chances too, but just took Aho at the end to finish it off.
How about the fight where like both teams on the ice were just going after it, and like I think a ref or a linesman almost got clocked in the head too at a certain point by one of the players.
Yeah, so I started to leave my seat, but then I saw everything that was going on, and it kind of reminded me of like a Fed game. So I was like, wait a second, what's going on down there? But
Were ready to jump over the boards and get on the ice?
no, they not don't want to do that.
No.
No, but you're gonna give somebody a bad idea. Now they're gonna go do it.
Listen,
But
it's
no, it was
crossed
a
the fan's mind. I'm not new here.
But no, it's good to see energy like that. I think it's good for the game, so I think fans enjoy it.
Oh yeah. I mean, how can you not? Every time there's even an opportunity of a fight, fans are up out of their seats. All the dogs have just joined the party as well, if that's what you heard. But can we talk about Brandon Tanev though?
Yeah, I was surprised when I saw that. He was furious, and he
Dude.
was just feeding him.
He's in the wrong sport. Like he needs to be in like MMA or like some kind of boxing. His hands are so fast.
He could wait till after his career. It could be a
He
second career. I
could.
don't know. I wonder if he does any like training in the off on the off season,
I don't
because
know.
he looked, yeah, fully seasoned at that.
Oh, he was like, I don't think I've seen anybody throw faster punches than he was. He really beat the hell out of Connor Garland of the Canucks. And Garland was just like, not even really trying to fight back, like just couldn't even get an arm in. And Tanev was out of control. I love that guy. He's trying
to survive that fight. There was not much he could have done.
Is that your advice? Is that what you would do if you were Connor Garland, Joe?
No. For me, I just try to keep my distance. It's the best thing that you have in a fight, but he had him in pretty close, so he just kept feeding him. So at that point, just try to survive it.
Oh my God. I can't even imagine.
I've only seen one person throw faster punches, and it was one of Steve McIntyre's last fights when he played with us. He beat up somebody, and it took him a while to get his glove off, but as soon as he got his glove off, he was just feeding him. Yeah. So that's the only time I've seen somebody throw faster punches.
Some of that's like adrenaline too, probably, right?
Probably. I didn't get into too many of them.
So. How many fights have you been in?
I don't know offhand, but I wasn't good at it. I can tell you that.
Did you ever win a fight?
You know what? Probably not. I don't think so. I wouldn't say that I did. Just being honest.
Yeah. I mean, some people win and some people lose, right?
It was not my thing. So that's why I had to stop doing it.
I think, you know, that's some solid advice, I think, in life. And then did you see the Bobrovsky fight almost fight with Brady Tkachuk?
No, I did not see that one. That was like the only one I didn't see.
So Bob was like so mad at Brady. Brady, yeah. And fucking just was like trying to go after him and like got a little bit of a throw in, and Brady's like trying to yell back and fight back with him, because of course Brady Tkachuk would, you know, try to fight a goalie because, you know,
why not?
Yeah, it's ingrained in that kid's DNA. But it was a little crazy to see that. I don't know. Is that something Bobrovsky does? Like, is that in his personality? I don't watch enough Panthers games to know.
I wouldn't be able to tell you either. I have no idea.
But, yeah.
Well, I mean, usually if a goalie gets that furious, he probably did something. He did something to get him going.
I mean, that's not hard when you're Brady Tkachuk or any of the Tkachuks to really irritate anybody on the ice.
That's a very good point.
Unless you're their teammate.
It's true too. But they're very good at what they do. So, you know.
Yes, they are.
I think every team needs somebody like that.
Austin Matthews. Okay, I have a lot of mixed feelings about him just in general.
Why?
His like lack of fashion sense. Not that I'm a fashionista by any degree of the imagination, but his fashion choices, his seemingly like not like his passion isn't shown, like fit, like you don't see it, like he just looks like he doesn't care a lot of the time. I know I'm gonna get reamed by Leafs fans, but I think other people will probably agree with me. But either way, I will say that he is talented, and I don't think I've ever not said that. And he's scored 50 goals now in this season, and he scored his 50th while in his home state of Arizona, which was a pretty cool moment. And he's like very talented, and I want to be like really happy for him, especially because he's like an American-born player and all these things. But like, I can't get on board.
You just need somebody not to like, I guess.
I guess. But like, what are your thoughts on Austin Matthews as a player?
The guy could put the puck in the net. I mean.
Obviously.
No, I mean, obviously he's shown of that elite caliber of what he does. He puts the puck in the net and he's good at it. Obviously, that's not the only thing that makes a team successful, but hopefully one day the Leafs will figure it out, because I can't imagine those fans are yearning for one. But I don't really I've never seen his fashion, so I can't judge him on that either. So I don't really know. Yeah. I don't follow that really too closely.
Well, I mean,
you're going to have to show me like a few pictures at some point. I'll be like, okay, yeah or no.
He dresses like his good friend, Justin Bieber. like a lot of the like bucket hats and Crocs and like weird oversized clothes.
So you want like a strict New York Islander Lou Lamoriello with the dress code and that, all that?
Like the opposite of Lou Lamoriello's dress code.
No, like, I know, but it sounds like you want him to be cleaning up.
He's just like too modern for me. He's just too modern. That's what I'll say.
I think the league needs that a little bit. I mean, listen, you appreciate the old stuff, but like you are trying to attract more people to the sport. So guys like that a little bit, and even like Marner and all those, like the young guys in Toronto, it's good for trying to attract attention, I think, to the league.
It for sure does. And it gets me talking about somebody that I don't particularly care for on my podcast. So I guess he wins and I lose here.
There's no winners or losers in this.
No, not in this podcast. Okay. The Coyotes. I feel like this story kind of flew under the radar. I'm going to butcher the name like I always do, but one of their forwards, Adam Ruzicka.
Oh, yeah. I don't know how to pronounce his name either. I just saw the highlight.
Tell everybody what happened.
There seems to be a video that surfaced of him doing some substances that are not necessarily legal. And that's the quickest way to get your contract terminated. And in my opinion, I don't know why anybody would want to record that, even if you do it. But why put that out there?
Yeah.
Nobody. I don't know. But yeah, that's kind of what happened. And not a real good look. That was not a good look. And obviously they took swift action on that one.
Yeah, he's no longer with the team. There's a whole video you can look for it online. I mean,
oh yeah, it'll be there. Somebody will. Yeah, there's no getting rid of that.
No, I saw it and I was like, oh yeah, that's not the look the league wants for the next younger generation of players.
Absolutely not.
Promoting illicit drugs and behavior as something that's cool to do. Not okay. So he's gone. That happened.
Okay. Well, it should be a good lesson for everybody else to make sure what you're doing, because be careful. There's cameras everywhere.
Yeah. You know how Beyonce, well, you might not know, but Beyonce has like a non-disclosure agreement that you have to sign if you ever want to hang out with her at all. Like there's like a contract. Did you know this?
No, I didn't realize people really do that.
People really do that. Well, people like Beyonce do that. Tiffany Haddish?
No idea.
The comedian.
I'm bad with names.
Okay. I feel like that's her last name, but there's like a famous interview she did where she was at a club and she got on the PA system where Beyonce and Jay-Z, I think, were there, and she gets on the PA and she's just like, Beyonce, I'm ready to party with you and just bring me over my NDA and I'll be right with you. She says it much funnier because she's a comedian, and she, of course, signed the NDA and then makes a joke about how she can't talk about what she did with Beyonce. But there really is like, I feel like the whole point of me talking about this is that I think some of these NHL players could benefit from just having
an NDA.
Yeah, just having their agent have like a standard NDA contract, like that they can just email and, you know, give to some of the people in their lives that come around. And yeah,
I feel like people would still break that sometimes. Oh, it's going to take one person.
Yeah, but then
I don't think it's ever fully like ironclad. I don't know. That's just my thought.
No, but like if Beyonce threatens you with a lawsuit, like you're losing that, Joe. Like we're losing that.
That's fine. I don't know what you're going to take from me, but be my guest. I mean, not that I plan on recording anything or ever hanging out with Beyonce, but.
Hey, you never know what could happen.
I am pretty confident that I don't think I'll ever see Beyonce in my life, like in person.
I don't know.
I don't think we hang out with the same people.
No, she's not hanging out with hockey players.
No, not no Fed players, I can tell you that.
If Beyonce can go country, she can go hockey. I know she's a big NFL fan, of course, but hey, anything can happen.
I guess you'll be the first person I call if I ever hang out with Beyonce. I'll let you know that I was wrong.
Yeah, but you can't tell me because you signed an NDA.
I'll tell you before I sign it. I'll tell you I'm about to sign the NDA and then you'll know.
Perfect. Then I'll know. And then I'll send, you can send me an NDA that says you can tell me everything, but I can't tell anybody. And then it will be fine.
It's just a long line of NDAs.
Not going to happen. Speaking of celebrities, the Stars were out in Chicago for Chris Chelios's retirement. The Chicago Blackhawks retired his jersey. Number 7 will no longer be worn by any Chicago Blackhawk player. It was quite the epic festivities and game. It was written like a movie the whole night. Of course, they were playing the Detroit Red Wings, which of course Chelios has also played for the Detroit Red Wings. And then Patrick Kane's first return to Chicago as a Red Wing. There was a video tribute for him. And Chelios came onto the ice in like a classic car. And his mom is like a total beauty, just decked out in just the most amazing way. I'm pretty sure it was his mom with her. Did you see the pictures?
I saw a little bit of it. I saw more of the Jager one in Pittsburgh, but I saw Kane got the overtime winner too. So that what a way to end the night. But
it was perfect.
No, it looked like a very special night, and I think that, you know, these teams do a good job of putting on a presentation like that and honoring guys like that. So it was good to see that.
Yeah, Chelios for sure deserved that. I feel like that's that was like way overdue, but I could be wrong. But then the game, Bedard fully checked Kaner into the boards and it was fantastic. But also I was like, don't hurt Kaner. But also I'm like, wait, that's not my player. He's not on my team. Yay, Connor Bedard. Way to stick it to him. And then when Kane
stuck it back to him in the end.
He's good.
So
it was perfect.
It was a really, that right there is the way it should be done. It was very nice.
Yeah. Happy for Chelios and you know, Wayne was there and Wayne Gretzky, you know.
I saw Michael Jordan had some words too. He wasn't able to be there, but I mean, I think I've heard some of the stories of I heard Roenick's story about Michael Jordan at the golf course before a game. He played like 18 holes and then he just went, and then he made a bet with Roenick about how many points he'd get, and then he thought he wasn't going to do it, and obviously he put it up. So, but to be friends with Michael Jordan too, that's kind of cool too. So, and to have him speak for you at your, you know, ceremony like that, that was nice.
Yeah, that was really cool. Eddie Vedder was there. Cindy Crawford. I'm forgetting a bunch of the other. Oh, Dennis Rodman was there. That guy's awesome.
I didn't see that.
He was there.
I'm gonna have to go back and rewatch it.
Well, I don't know if they showed that on the broadcast. Thanks to social media, we get to see all of the other things and elements that they don't always show on the broadcast if they can't. But anyway, it was a wonderful night. I really missed it. I really should have just gone to that game. Like, I feel like I really missed an opportunity again to like go to a momentous game and see some of my favorite people. And then I could have worn my Patrick Kane jersey because he was there playing. Okay, so let me explain to you my rationale here. Okay, because Patrick Kane is still in the league and plays for another team, if I show up to a Blackhawks game in a Patrick Kane jersey, I look like an idiot because he's not with the team and he's still in the league. So I will not wear this jersey to a game until he retires or comes back to the Blackhawks, which we know won't happen. Does that make any sense?
I guess. I was going to say, yeah, you're right. It would be weird if you were wearing that around and he's not around. Yeah, I think so.
But other people are like, yeah, but he's a great. He's like, he's a, you know, a hero in Chicago. I'm like, yeah, but he's not on the team anymore.
No, it's a very valid point, and I agree with it. But it's good to keep it because eventually his number is going to go up there eventually at some point.
So. I think I got to put this in like a vacuum seal bag and like store it in like a fireproof box somewhere, you know?
Like one of the, what are those display cases called? I forgot, but yeah, get a shadow box. Get one of those.
And just put it right here on the wall behind me. Yeah. Never, and then break it open when it's time to wear it.
Yeah, put a little hammer with a string down to it, and then when he's back, break it. Break it.
Yeah. Break upon retirement is what I was gonna say.
I feel like that'll be a while though.
I do too. He looks so healthy. Kaner looks so, he looks like night and day from when he was with the Rangers and at the end of the time he was with the Hawks. Like that surgery did him so good. His like coloring in his face and like, he just looks so healthy. It makes me very happy, even though he doesn't play for me anymore. I just wish him all the best.
What are the odds you think he's going to go to the other original six teams? Because he's already taken care of three.
I think he's going to stay in Detroit.
Yeah, I can't see him going to, like, imagine Toronto or Montreal. I can't see that. Or even Boston.
No.
I already thought he was very out of place when he was in New York. And I'm a Rangers fan, so. But it didn't seem like that was going to work out for him.
No, not long term. Plus, they couldn't afford to carry him with, like, having to be out with a surgery and all of that. And I'm happy he's in Detroit. I think it's great. I think it reignites our rivalry, our, like, my Blackhawks and Detroit Red Wings, our rivalry, you know. The AHL pulled a full-on Federal League move, I feel like.
When I heard about that and I was like, yeah, it does sound a little federal, but that was interesting.
Which storyline? The nicknames or the
nicknames.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, tell the story, please.
So the AHL Rochester Americans decided to do a night where the players wore their nicknames on the backs of their jerseys. And they were, of course, you know, auctioned off to raise money for the Veterans Outreach Center. Some of the names were Waffles, Beast. I thought it was spectacular. And what an opportunity to get to know these players a little bit more and know their like personalities and know what their nicknames are. What kind of nickname garners what? How do you get the nickname Waffles?
I don't even know where to start with that. I've never heard that one before. I want to know the backstory behind that one.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe does he eat a lot of food? I don't know. Like, is it only waffles? Who knows?
Oh.
Oh, I have no idea. I'm just making stories up here.
Hey, that's what we do. We just make stuff up. What would your nickname have been on the back of your jersey?
Oh. I don't think I really had a nickname. The first couple of years in Carolina, they called me Jumbo. But I was Joe. So I don't know if they were trying to reference like Joe Thornton, because I think his name was Jumbo.
Yeah.
But I was never really big into nicknames. It was just easier. Just call me Joe.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite parts of the game is like that everybody has nicknames and you're like, meh.
Nah, I didn't need it. It was fine. No, but you know what? Now I'm kind of curious to see what the nicknames are going around the locker room now. I might bring that up and see what they got to say and see the backstories behind those.
For sure. I mean, some of them I'm sure they wouldn't share. I'm sure some people have multiple nicknames. They have like the nickname they can tell the media and then they have the nickname that they don't.
No, our guys, they're uncensored. They would love to tell us the names that we shouldn't be saying. So that's, yeah, we got it. There's one guy on our team. His last name's Farmer. He is quite the character. You don't know where the conversation is going to go half the time, but he says some pretty funny things, I can tell you that.
So what's his nickname?
I don't know what his nickname is yet. I'm gonna go find out. if I go, well, when I go back to the rink at some point, but yeah. I'll let you know some of the funny ones.
I mean, Farmer is a nickname in and of itself, you know? I mean, how do you change his name? You know, that's his name. Like, that's perfect. You don't need a nickname.
Oh, then there you go, I guess. Maybe he doesn't have one.
I can't believe he didn't have a nickname. They all just called you Joe?
I don't know. I wasn't listening to them too much. I just had headphones in, got into my stall, and I don't know. No, because, all right, half the time when, you know, the little banter with everybody and mm-hmm. chirping everybody and all that stuff, it's just after a while, I'm just like, I got to drown this out before I get all fired up. And if you ask guys, there's some guys that'll tell you, like, how much of a snap show I'd be in the room. It'd be pretty quick. So, no, I don't think anybody really tried to call me anything. So,
okay.
I just kept it simple.
What were some of the other nicknames of the guys when you played, like, that you can think of?
It was just shortened versions of their last name.
Oh.
Stuff like that. Oh, well, we had one guy called Goose.
Like, his from?
Just Goose. Goose was his thing. It wasn't anything to do with Top Gun.
Okay.
But he pretty much was, yeah, because we were roommates at one point, too. So he was pretty much my Goose to my Maverick, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, like, is he in your phone as Goose?
No, I have his. I put the full real names. I don't have any of the shortened versions in there.
See, there was a time in my life where I had people in my life with nicknames as their names. I had to put them in the phone because I would be like, Siri, call Muffin. And it would be like, there's no one in your contacts named Muffin. And so, like, I eventually had to erase their real names and put their nicknames in there because it was just causing all kinds of problems. It's like,
yeah, see, you got to keep it simple. So,
yeah, this is
no nicknames.
Oh, man, I don't like that. I don't like that about you.
Sorry, can't win them all.
It's okay. The Rockford Ice Hogs, also in the AHL, there was their goalie got his first career shutout and a goal in one night. His name is Jackson Stubber. I don't know how to say any of these last names because I don't look them up before I record, and I should, but I don't. It's more fun. That's a pretty cool night.
I was going to say, I feel like there's been more goalie goals this year around hockey. I just keep seeing these videos, even all the way down to the junior level. It's kind of crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, speaking of goalie goals, this is a sidebar. Did you see that Patrick Waugh for the Islanders pulled their goalie with like 11 minutes left in a period, and then they got scored on and that didn't work out? What is the logic behind that, like, move?
I feel like he started that in when he was in Colorado, when okay. I first noticed it, and he was pulling them like with 5 minutes left in the game, which was kind of like unheard of at the time.
Yeah.
But I think, like, if you're down by three, it just give you that extra guy for a little bit more that could kind of help. But yeah, when that happens like that, it kind of blows up in your face like that. I don't want to try that. I don't think I'd ever try to pull my goalie like that early.
No. No, 11 minutes?
Yeah, that's a little too much.
Like, let the guys have an opportunity to try to work your system and get a regular goal. Like, why? I don't know. It definitely wasn't.
I can't tell if that's like a little confidence in your goalie or just super confidence in your defense.
I think it's neither. I think it's throwing stuff at the wall and seeing what sticks, because he's kind of at a place where he can do that right now and try to apply his system to a team that's not really, you know, making long runs in the playoffs right now. But I don't know. Were you excited to see him become a coach? I know you're not an Islanders fan, but
I was surprised it took him that long to get back into the league, because he was coaching major juniors mm-hmm. once he left. But yeah, I mean, I think, did you talk about the recycling of coaches all the time? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think it's good to have people that are that have been around it and know it, because you can't just take anybody off the street and do that. Like, there's, I feel like there's a lot more to like understanding the culture behind stuff. It's not just how well guys play. Like, there's all the off ice stuff that goes into it and managing all the personalities. So like, you know, I figured a guy like him that's been around for so long and been successful, he would have had a job quicker than that, but he's back.
He's back. He's making big moves. It'll be interesting to see what happens at the trade deadline, which is almost here, and then what he does in the off season, like what kind of changes he wants to, well, obviously he's not going to be doing that, but the suggested changes he will be making to Lou about what he would like for his team. I mean, obviously some of those guys can't go anywhere, but anyway, the PWHL, have you been following the launch of this new league and just seeing all of the excitement around it?
Not really. The last thing that I saw was the sellout crowd in Toronto, 19,000,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, but yeah, other than that, I mean, I never would have thought that they would have had that many people. So that's kind of interesting to see that.
Yeah. The largest ever pro women's hockey crowd in Toronto. It was unreal. It was like, what is that? 10 days ago or so. Leafs, they played where the Leafs play. They called it the battle on Bay Street. I don't know anything about Toronto. I'm assuming that's the street in which the arena's on.
I have no idea.
Again, research, facts. Who
needs them? No idea. I've only been to Toronto like twice, and it was when I was young.
I've never been. So,
you've never been to like the Hockey Hall of Fame?
No.
Do you ever plan on going?
I mean, yeah. It would be great. I mean, I guess I have to maybe make that my like trip next season.
You know, you can make it whenever you want. It doesn't need to be.
Yeah. The only other exciting thing in the PWHL is that Barbie is now an official sponsor of the league, and I'm here for it. I love pink. I love everything Barbie. And I thought that was a big, smart move for the younger generation of girls. Quick thoughts and reactions. Stupid or too on the nose or too gender specific or just right?
Putting me right on the spot, because I really didn't have an opinion about it, because I was more confused. I was like, Barbie, okay, whatever. But I mean what are they bringing to the table?
Money.
Just money, that's it.
Money.
I mean, I was gonna say, it's not like, I feel like unless they start doing some dolls of players now, get some brand recognition out there.
Yeah.
That would be an interesting partnership to work with them like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then kids could see that you could play hockey and be a Barbie doll too. That'd be kind of interesting.
There is a hockey Barbie.
Oh, there is. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
But it's good moves. I mean, obviously they're growing pretty quickly too, because this is the first year, right?
Yep.
So, I mean, they need to make big moves like that and keep it growing. So,
okay.
Because there's only six teams in it, right?
Yeah. Yep.
It's only a matter of time before there's more.
Mm-hmm. Social media video of the week that went viral was a Leafs fan tossing another fan's hat on the ice. The guy was not happy about it. They did not know each other. It was not even a Leafs hat. It was like a nice felt hat. I feel like that is unacceptable behavior. Like, you don't do that. Yeah.
No. I wonder how drunk he was. He had to be.
Yeah,
I can't see a sober person grabbing somebody else's hat and throwing it on the ice.
And especially it not being a Leafs hat. Like, it was a regular hat.
Like, yeah, I would have been furious if somebody did that to me.
Yeah. The guy was like screaming at him. I don't think that's
proper etiquette.
All right. Good. We agree on that. Who is your hunk of the week? This is just your player, favorite guy or gal of the week for any rhyme or reason. You know, like a star of the week.
I mean, we talked about Rempe and his quick week here, so I'm going to go with him. You know, 5 games, 32 penalty minutes. There's the hunk of the week.
Star is born. I'm going with Cindy Crawford because she scored half ice goal. Is that what they say? That's not right.
A goal from the red line.
Red line goal. I was like, half court goal? I don't think so. She was at Chelios's game, and they do the like shoot the puck from the red line. And
okay.
She scored. Like, she did it. She won it. And she had incredible form. And I just think she's a badass. She's from Chicago, and she looks stunning. And that's my hunk of the week.
Nice. Good choice.
Well, thanks, Joe, for being here. If people want to follow you, I'll put your socials in the notes of the show. And thanks for filling in for Breezy and co-hosting with me and sharing all your insights.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me again.
Thanks for coming over to our House of Hockey podcast and hanging out with us. We'll be back next week with a brand new episode. And in the meantime, you can follow us on social media. Just look for House of Hockey podcast. We'll be back next week.